Ich bin was. Mishnah Maseches Sukkah and Daf Lamed Ches and Aleph tells us if a person wants to be Yotze in the midst of Kriyas Hallel by hearing the Hallel from somebody else, so that's okay. We apply the principle of Shamei Ka'onet to Kriyas Hallel. The same way we apply the principle of Shamei Ka'onet to Kriyas Megillah, we apply Shamei Ka'onet to Kiddush, to Havdalah, other brachos sometimes. So the Mishnah says that's perfectly okay. Not only does the Mishnah say that one can apply the principle of Shamei Ka'onet, that's actually the Mokor, the whole source of the Gemara. The whole source of the drasha for Shemek Arn happens to appear in the sugya Masechah Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches. So the Mishnah says it's no problem. The only thing the Mishnah tells us is that one has to be careful before invoking the principle of Shemek Arn. When it comes to Hallel, you have to make sure that the person who's being motzi in Hallel is chayv in Hallel to the same degree that you're chayv in Hallel. So let's say, for example, the Mishnah says you have a katan. So the katan is going to read Hallel for you. So that's no good. You can't be yaitse based on the Shemek Arn. Well, another example, the Mishnah says, if a woman reads Hallel for you, so a woman presumably is pter from Hallel, let's see as we go on why that's true. So assuming that a woman is pter from Hallel, so a woman cannot be made to you in Hallel. So what do you do if you have somebody who doesn't know how to say Hallel? I don't know how to say Hallel. The only one who knows how to say Hallel is my kid, is my wife. So what do I do? So the Mishnah says, Ona Chareim Hashem Omrim. So then I have to answer word for word. They say Hallelujah, I say Hallelujah, S, Hashem. It'll take you a long time. That's what you got to do. You have no choice because you can't be Yotze with their words itself. But if you have someone who is chayv and halal, being motzi you, then the Mishnah says, then there's no need to answer after what they say. You should answer halukah. At the end of each parak, you say halukah, you just scream out halukah, that's not ma'achiv either. You just, you're based on Shemek HaOneh, but that's like answering amen, so to speak, each parak. So you say halukah instead of answering amen to each parak. So the Mishnah draws this distinction between a person who is obligated and halukah, who can be motzi you based on Shemek HaOneh. There's no need to say each word. We're conscious of someone who is not chayv and halal cannot be motzi, and then you would have to recite each word. And the two examples, two of the three examples the Mishnah gives, three examples are the Isha, the Evet Kanani, and the Kotan. So we have to analyze why exactly is this so. So Tosfos on the spot, and Daf Lamed Ches and Sukkah says, you see one thing from here clearly, that women are pteros from halal. That's obvious. Why are women pteros from halal? So Tosfos says, the stomach, because it's a mitzvah, seishas man grama. The halal that the Mishnah is talking about happens to be on Sukkahs, because the Mishnah appears in Masechah Sukkah. The Taisa says, what's the difference whether it's Sukkot, whether it's Shavuos, whether it's Shmini Atzeres, whether it's Pesach, whatever Hallel of the year it is, so it's always going to be as Man Grom. You don't say Hallel every day of the year, you only say Hallel on certain times in the year. So since Hallel is a mitzvah seishas Man Groma, therefore it makes sense that women are going to be Pturis. That's how Tosfos formulates the Halacha. The fact that Hallel is probably Midirabanan, this is in Rambam Shita, and Pesach Chanukah, that Hallel, even Hallel and Yontif is only Midirabanan, that in no shape or form affects the fact that it's a Zman Grama. Tosfos already in Brachos in the third parak points out that the Ptur of Mitzvah Asesha, Zman Grama, does not only apply to Mitzvah Deraisa, it applies even to Mitzvah Derabanan. If you have a particular Mitzvah Derabanan that's limited to a certain time, so called the Tikkun Rabanan, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Just as the Torah instituted Mitzvah Deraisa, is a chiluk between Zman Grama and Nine Zman Grama. When the Chachamim instituted Mitzvah Derabanan, they also patterned that after the Dinim Deraisa, and they exempted women from mitzvahs derabbanan, which are Zman Grama. Tosfos proves this beyond the shadow of a doubt from the Gemara about Neres Chanukah, the Gemara about Kriyas Megillah. The Gemara says that women are chayavos in Neres Chanukah, women are chayavos in Mikra Megillah. If not for that reason, women would have been pteros, notwithstanding the fact that Chanukah and Purim are only derabbanan. So Tosfos see cloth from the Gemara. It's obvious that mitzvah saseh shas Zman Grama is true both by deraisin as well as by derabbanan. The reason why Tosfos felt the necessity to prove it was that Rashi seems to say, not that way, Rashi in the third Berakha Brachas seems to say that Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama doesn't apply to Derabbanan. It's a palatika shita. The Pashas and the Gemara is like Tosfos, that Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama is a potier even by Mitzvah Derabbanan. So that's what Tosfos says in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches. So Halal is, whether Derais, Derabban, whatever it is, it's his Man Grama. And therefore women are going to be Pteros, and therefore women cannot be Motzi men. So even though the Mishnah is only talking about, literally about the Halal of Sukkot, Tosfos says, what's the difference? Halal of Sukkot, Halal of Pesach, it's all the same thing as well as Man Grama. The only thing Tosfos observes is that there's probably one exception to this rule, and that's the Halal and Leil HaSeder. Tosfos says that Mistama Halal on Pesach night, women are obligated. And why is that? How do Tosfos know that that's true? So Tosfos, there's no Gemara B'Feirish that says women have to say Halal by the Seder. But Tosfos put together the following piece of information. The Gemara says in the end of Masechet Pesachim that women are obligated in Dalat Kosos, and that's B'Feirish in the Gemara, also because of Afin Hobi also Neis. And the Gemara said beferish that each of the dalakosas corresponds to a different mitzvah halayla. There are four mitzvahs of dibur, four barachas of dibur that we perform on Pesach night. One of them being Kiddush, the second being Sibetz of Mitzrayim, the third being Birchas HaMazon, and the fourth being Hallel. Each one of the mitzvahs halayla was instituted connecting another kos of a yayin. So Tosfos says, well, if women are obligated in dalakosas, and a component of dalakosas is each one of the mitzvahs halayla. So Mistami put two and two together. Women are probably obligated in all four of the mitzvahs halayla. So women are obligated in Kiddush. Tosfos didn't have any issues about that. So it's obvious to them women have to make Kiddush in Yom Tov. Why not? If they have to make Kiddush in Shabbos, on the stomach they have to make Kiddush in Yom Tov also. So that Rabbi Kiveger had problems with it. Kiveger wasn't so sure that's true. But Tosfos said for sure it's true. Then Tosfos assumes that Dover Parshat women have to say the Haggadah. Tosfos didn't have any qualms about that. Takas HaMachvarim had issues with that. Who says women have to say the Haggadah? Then the third mitzvah, Birchas HaMazon, that's the only one we give Tosfos a freebie on, because that's the Mishnah, that Nashim Mechayav was in Birchas HaMazon. Okay, that they're Isaac Rabbanon. We spoke about this when we went Brachas a couple of years ago. And then the fourth mitzvah, the mitzvah that we're dealing with, is the mitzvah of Hallel. So Taisa said, Mistam, women are Chayavs in Hallel, but Leila Seder. And that's why they're obligated in Dalakos. So when you put the whole package together, it comes out from Tosfos as follows, that the Hallel of Pesach in the daytime, and the Hallel of Sukkot in the daytime, the Hallel of Shavuos, the Hallel of Shmini Atzeres, all of those mitzvahs women are Pturos from, because those are mitzvahs Asesh as Mangroma. So Taka, why are the Chayavs in Hallel of the Seder? Hallel and Seder is also Zman Grav. You can't say Hallel or Seder at any other time except for the Leil HaSeder. So my high, no pun intended, but Manishtar Hallel of the Seder from, wasn't meant to be a joke, Manishtar the Hallel of the Seder from the other Hallels of the rest of the year. If this is Zman Grav, that's Zman Grav. So Hallel and Shavuos morning is Zman Grav. Hallel about Leil HaSeder is Zman Grav. So what is it about Hallel to Seder that makes women Chayavos? So if I was writing the Tosfos, I would have said maybe the following. There's a Ramban in the end of Maseches Pesachim, when the Ramban says, why do we say Hallel Pesach night for? What are you saying Hallel to Seder for? Hallel are you going to say tomorrow morning anyways? What's the purpose of saying Hallel to Seder? So the Ramban writes that he thinks that the Hallel and the Seder is related to a different Hallel. It's the same Hallel as you say the Shechitas HaPesach. The Mishnah says in Maseches Pesachim that at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, so everybody used to say Hallel. So why was that? Why did they say Hallel when you shech the Korban Pesach? So there's a machlekes in Rishonim. So there are some Rishonim who say that that's a din of Shiras Halevim. The same way when you bring certain Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, Hashirash Halevim are on the Beis HaMikdash. So Karbanos are to Unim Shiras. So some Rishonim learn that the Hallel that was said at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach was sang by the Levim. It wasn't sang by the Yisraelim who was shechting. It was din of Shiras Halevim. That's how Tosfos seems to say that it was a din of Shiras Halevim. But the Ramban and others and Ashi seems to say, no, that it wasn't a din of Shiras Halevim. It was a din that the Yisraelim, the ones who brought the Korban Pesach, would say the Hallel. Nothing to do with Shiras Halevim. It's a din that certain mitzvahs require Shira. Certain mitzvahs have to be brought in the context of singing, in the context of Shira. And one of those mitzvahs is Shechitas HaPesach. So comes the Ramban and says, not only does the Shechitas HaPesach require a Shira, but the Achilas HaPesach also requires a Shira. So the eating of the Korban Pesach is Ta'un Shira. It's a mitzvah, it's a prat in the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. This man says we don't have a Korban Pesach, but we still have Matzah, so we still have Zechel Korban Pesach, we have Afikom and Zechel Korban Pesach. So the Chacham extended that din of Shira B'Shas Achilas Korban Pesach to Shira B'Shas Achilas Matzah as well. But it's not a din of Hallel, it's not a din of mitzvah of Hallel, it's a part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, or a part of the mitzvah of Achilas Korban Pesach. So if that's the case, then I understand why women are obligated, because women are obligated in matzah. According to many opinions in the Gemara, women are obligated in Korban Pesach. So since women are obligated in the mitzvah sachila of Leil HaPesach, so of course they have to say Hallel in Leil HaPesach. It's not a mitzvah Hallel. The mitzvah is just a kiyum. That's the way to fulfill matzah properly. That's the way to fulfill achilas Pesach properly. So of course women are going to be chayavos. So if you would have asked me, I would have said, that's why Hallel on Pesach night is different from the rest of the Hallels. So Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos understood that the Hallel on Pesach night is nothing to do with the mitzvah achilas Pesach. The Hallel on Pesach night, says Tosfos, it's a Hallel of Neis. But since there was a special, unique Neis that occurred on the Leil Pesach, namely Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's a different Hallel. It's not the Hallel of the first day. The first day of Pesach is a Yom Tov Tikkun Hallel. The first day of Pesach is like Sukkot, it's like Shavuos, it's like Shmini Atzeres. That's a Yom Tov Tikkun Hallel. The Hallel of Pesach night is a Neis-oriented Hallel. So comes to us and says, whenever you have any mitzvah that was instituted as a fulfillment of a neis, as a commemoration of a neis, so we plug in which klal, Avein Hayu Biyosu a neis. So that's the cloud. Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes. The same way Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes is Mechayev women in Kriyas HaMegillah. It's Mechayev women in Dalakos. It's Mechayev women in Eres Chanukah. So Tosfos added on another example of Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes. Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes is the Mechayev of Halel on Pesach night, because they were included in the Nes if it's Yisman Tzrayim. According to the Ramban, that would be a misapplication of the principle of Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes. Because according to the Ramban, the saying of Halel Pesach night has nothing to do with the Nes. The Nes, we're saying Dagoda for the Nes. We're singing, we're singing Dayenu for the Nes. The saying of Halel is a Kiyum of Achilas Kavim Pesach, a Kiyum of Achilas Matz, according to the Ramban. But according to Tosfos, that the saying of Halel and Pesach night is a din of Nes, so then I understand why women are Chayavos, because Afein Rabbi also a Nes. So Tosfos presents this whole story in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, where Tosfos shows you that there are different types of Halel during the year. Some Halels are Zman Groma Halels, and then there are other Halels that are Nes-oriented Halels, and whenever you have a Nes-oriented Halel, then you plug into the equation, Afein Rabbi also a Nes, and Afein Rabbi also a Nes is Mechayiv of women in Kriyas HaHalel. Specifically, Tosfos talking about the Leil HaSeder. Based on this Tosfos, now this is all the introduction. We're not learning Pesach now, we're not learning Sukkot now, we're learning Chanukah now. So getting back to the Yom of Chanukah, so how does this Tosfos fit into the picture in terms of how do we recite on Chanukah? So, l'chora, if you plug in this Tosfos to the logical conclusion, it should come out that women should be obligated in Halal and Chanukah. Because the Halal and Chanukah is not a Yom Tov Tegahalach, l'chora, it's a Nes Tegahalach. So whenever you have a Nes oriented Halal, so we should plug into the equation called Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes, and women should be obligated in this Halel. So if you would have asked me that way, I would have said that Lamaisa, women obligated in Halel and Chanukah, I would have said absolutely. According to Tosfos and Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches, the answer should be absolutely, that it's a Halel of Nes, and therefore women should be obligated. So the only problem is that the poskim don't say that. The Magen Avraham Menuchas Chanukah doesn't say that. The Rambam doesn't say that. The classic poskim say that women have pturos from Halel and Chanukah, and the reason being, it's presented as it's a mitzvah seishas man groma, and therefore women are pturos. That's a big pella. So mitzvah seishas man groma doesn't apply when you have mitzvahs of neis, haraya, neiros Chanukah itself. Neiros Chanukah, the gemara says beferish women are chayavos, because afen rabbi also a neis. So if women are chayavos in neiros Chanukah, which is neis, so women should be obligated in halal Chanukah, which is also neis. It's not a pella, this psak that the poskim suggests to us. How could one possibly be miyashiv this? Is there any way whatsoever to be miyashiv it? So somebody once wrote me a whole shtickel Torah, and I quoted this a few years ago, I think. Somebody sent me a whole shtickel Torah once, tried to sell me the following story. And maybe the reason why women are pturos from Halal and Chanukah is based on the following. Why do we say Halal and Chanukah? What's the nature of the saying Halal and Chanukah? So we usually think that's an expression of gratitude for the Nes. So the Gemara has a lashon in Masechah Shabbos about the Tikkun of Chanukah, the Kavim Yavim Tovim Bahalav HaHoda'ah. That Chazal Masach in the Chanukah had the status of a Yom Tov, and how does it reflect the fact that it's a Yom Tov? So it's not a Yom Tov vis-a-vis Malacha, there's no issue of Malacha in Chanukah, but that's why my kids tied in there, why they want to know why they had homework of a Chanukah. So they want to know if it's Yom Tov, how can you have homework on a Chanukah? It's a strange question, but that's okay. From a 10-year-old, that's the question. So it's perception of Yom Tov. So the Gemara says the Feirish, that you can have different kinds of Yom Tov. You can have a Yom Tov Lagabe Issa Malach. You can have a Yom Tov Lagabe Halavoda. So the Gemara uses a Lashon, Kovim Yom Tov Mahalavoda. So this guy wrote me the story a few years ago, wanted to sell me the following Shtickel Torah, that Chazamu Misake in the Chanukah is a Yom Tov. And as a Yom Tov, you have to say Halal, the same way you have to say Halal on Sukkot, the same way you have to say Halal on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we're not celebrating any Nisim. On Shmini Atzeres, there's no Nes that we're commemorating. And we still say Halal. The Gemara says in Maseches Erechin that we really should have said Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur as well, because Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are Yomim Tovim. So every Yom Tov requires a Halal. So why don't we say Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? It's a technical reason, because Sifrei Chayiv and Sifrei Meisim, so we're fun of, so it's not right for us to say Shira at that point. But lulei that reason, if not for that reason, so we talk, I would have said Halal on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, not with saying the fact that there's no Nes. So you see from the Gemara that Yom Tov is a Mechayiv of Halal, not with Nes. Yom Tov is a separate, independent Mechayiv of Halal. So maybe that's the answer to what's going on over here. The Tosfos and Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches is telling us a brisket Torah. There are two different Halals out there. There's Halal of Yom Tov, there's Halal of Nes. Halal of Yom Tov is tapas Zman Groma, women of Pturos. Halal of Nes is not Zman Groma, because Afein Rabbi Yosef Nes trumps the issue, trumps the consideration of Zman Groma. So maybe the Halal of Chanukah is closer, the model of the Halal of Chanukah is closer to the Halal of Yom Tov than it is to the Halal of Nes. And that's why women are pturos, because it's not a Nes tikka Halal, it's a Yom Tov tikka Halal, Kav Yom Tov Halal v'Odoya, and therefore, Nashim are pturos, because it's a mitzvah seishas Zman Groma. So it's cute, but it's wrong. Not everything that's cute is right. Most things that are cute are wrong. So this particular Shtickl Torah is absolutely not true. It's against the Gemara Beferish. The Gemara says in Maseches Erechin that there are, in fact, two different types of halal. That the Gemara says Beferish, there are two different types of halal. There's a halal of Neis, and there's a halal of Yom Tif. And the Gemara, in that sugi itself, asks, where does Chanukah fit into the picture? Is halal of Chanukah a halal of Yom Tov, or is it a halal of Neis? So the Gemara says it's not a halal of Yom Tov, because there's no issur malacha in Chanukah, like my kids. It means it can't be. The definition of a Yom Tov that's a mechayev of halal has to have an issur malacha to it. The fact that we call it a Yom Tov, we call it a good day, it's a happy day on the calendar, so that's not enough of a Yom Tov to be mechayev in halal. The only way to explain away the halal of Chanukah is a Neis-oriented type of a halal. So a Neis-oriented type of a halal, if that's the name of the game on Chanukah, we're not saying a halal because it's Yom Tov. It's not a Yom Tov. It's a joke. It's not a Yom Tov. It's a Yom of a Neis, not a Yom Tov. It's not a Nisim Loch, it's not a Chag. It's a Neis-oriented halal. So if so, then L'chora, the Hadra Kushal Aduchtim, and there's no way to distinguish between why is it that when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, we say women are chayavos because Afen Rabbi also a Neis. When it comes to Halos, so we say that women are pturos. It's not a big pella. So that Shtickl Torah doesn't work. So we have any other Shtickl Torahs, any other possibilities. So maybe we have to analyze this principle of Afen Rabbi also a Neis and see what are the parameters of this klal. When do we apply the rule of Afen Rabbi also a Neis and when not? What's the basis of this rule? So there is a famous question that's asked basically by Tosfos, and then the Acharonim pick up on the question and ask it in different permutations. But the basic question of Tosfos runs as follows. Now, on the one hand, we have this principle called Afen Ha'ibi Osu Aneis. On the other hand, we seem to have mitzvahs that don't fit into that picture. We seem to have mitzvahs that have to do with Nisim, that are very much having to do with the celebration of Nisim, and yet we don't find that women should necessarily be chayavos based on that reason. So Tosfos in Maseches Megillah and Avdala presents the question, both the Gabri Matzah and the Gabri Sukkah. The Gemara says in Psochem that women are obligated to eat matzah. The Gemara has a special posuk, a special gzirsa kosuk, that women are obligated to eat matzah. Because it says, L'sochol of chometz, shivas yom mitochol of matzahs. Whoever is also to eat chometz is mechuyev to eat matzah. Women are obligated to refrain from eating chometz, so they're obligated to eat matzah. So Tosfos is Ba'al B'Kasha in Megillah Daf Dalet, what do you need a posuk for this? What do you need a gzirsa kosuk to tell me that women are chayavas in matzah? Typically, it's obvious that Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis, matzahs to commemorate Yitzias Mitzrayim, women also left Mitzrayim, so of course they should be obligated in Achilas Matzah. That's basically the way Tosfos presents the question. Then later, Acharonim rephrased the question to Gabi. Other mitzvahs, the Chasam Sofer Tov Sman Tshuva, why aren't women chayavos in Tefillin? Tefillin is also Zeichel Yitzias Mitzrayim. Tefillin is also a Neis. It's to remember the Nisim, says the Chumash. L'man Tiyotah Hashem Afiki Biri, Yad Chazakal, Chozi Gerot Yano Hashem Mitzrayim. So it also has a dimension, also has an element of Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis. So my eye, how come we find that when it comes to tefillin, when it comes to matzah, when it comes to sukkah, when it comes to half a dozen other mitzvahs, so there is no such klal of Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis. What's pshat? What are the parameters of this rule of Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis? So conventional wisdom dictates, like Tosfos writes in Megillah Daf Dal, and Tosfos writes in Psachim Daf Kuvav, the basic mahalach to all these problems is that the principle of Afen Ha'ibi Yosef Aneis is not a diaraisa de kesvara. It doesn't appear in the Chumash. There's no mocker in the Chumash for this idea. If you look at the only three cases in the whole Gemara where this principle appears, each one happens to be a mitzvah de Rabbanon. Chalak is a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and Megillah is a mitzvah de Rabbanon, and Talakais is a mitzvah de Rabbanon. It's only by mitzvah de Rabbanon the Gemara even dreams of the principle of Afen Ha'ibi Yosef Aneis. Afen Ha'ibi Yosef Aneis is something that prompted the Chacham to institute when they formulated a mitzvah de Rabbanon, so they said, we're going to make an exception to the rule of mitzvah seishas man grama. We're going to be mechayev women in the mitzvahs that we're instituting. We're calling the shots. We're pesha also pesha yitip, just to quote some Baba Basa for the day. So we're making the mitzvah, so we'll do whatever we want. So we're instituting Neiris Chanukah. So we feel that it's a good idea women should light Neiris Chanukah. We're instituting Purim. We're instituting Dalai Kaisers. We'll do whatever we want. Afen Ha'ibi also a Neis. You can't turn around and ask a kash in the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom, why didn't you give tefillin to women? Don't you know there's a svar of Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis? So Rabbanu Shalom looks down, doesn't say, it's not such a good svar. Such a good svar. Afen Rabbi Yosef Aneis. Maybe not. It's not such a great, that's a compelling svar. It's not a svar midaraisa. It's not a dim midaraisa. It was only said by certain mitzvahs, by the mitzvahs de Rabbanu. So if you go with that approach, like Tosfos takes in Megillah and Psachim, So then all the kashas fall by the wayside. A kasha in the Rabban Shalom, why aren't women chayavas in matzah? Because afen rabbi also in ace. Why do you need a positive? The answer is because the svar is not a good svar. Why aren't women chayavas in sukkah? Afen rabbi also in ace. It's a terrible svar. Why aren't women chayavas in tefillah? Because it's not a good svar. Means afen rabbi also in ace is not a svar that's compelling in a Torah. And therefore you can't ask any kashas on mitzvahs deraisa. That's what Tosfos writes in a few different places. But other acharonim make it a little fancier than that. Other acharonim say no, that it could be that afen rabbi also in ace maybe even works in a Torah. Could be, it's possible. But the svar of afen rabbi also in ace has to be understood in the proper sense. So the Chassam Sofer starts this ball rolling a little bit, and then the rest of said, Ramesh Soloveitchik, the Rav's father, said over the rest of this, the following Haggadah, that if you look carefully at mitzvahs that are associated with Nisim, so you get the impression there are really two different types of mitzvahs that are associated with Nisim. There are certain mitzvahs that are what we call in Halacha the Persume Nisa mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that the purpose of this particular mitzvah is Lefarsim Es HaNeis. You're supposed to publicize the Neis. Then you have other kinds of mitzvahs, which are also Nisim oriented, which are not so much Lefarsim Es HaNeis, but Lezeichel HaNeis, to remember a particular Neis. What's the difference between the Farsim and the Zecher? So, l'chora, the answer is, one mitzvah is geared towards the Rabbim, is geared towards the outsiders. The mitzvahs of Persume Nisa are not personal mitzvahs. The mitzvahs that we want to spread the word to others, everyone else around us should remember the Nisim. The mitzvahs of Zecher and Neis are done in the privacy of my own home. I'm the recipient, I'm the one who's trying to remember the Neis. I'm not trying to publicize it to anybody else. So there are different kinds of mitzvahs. There are Persume Nisa mitzvahs, and there are Zecher and the Neis mitzvahs. How do you know which is which? How do you know, what are the guidelines? What's the litmus test? Whether you have a particular mitzvah in front of you, is it Zeichel HaNeis or Persume Nisa? So there are a few ways, a few indicators, a few things that could highlight what the nature of a particular mitzvah is. So one way of knowing whether a particular mitzvah is a Persume Nisa or Zeichel HaNeis, is there an idea to do this mitzvah in public? Is this mitzvah supposed to be done l'fnei am v'eda? Or is this mitzvah supposed to be done in the privacy of my own home? No one's supposed to not close the door. I do it in the privacy of my own home. That's one way of proving. Another way of proving is that there's a unique bracha that we recite on certain mitzvahs. That bracha is called She'asa Nisim. We make a fuss. Not only do we do the mitzvah, but we draw attention to the fact that we're doing the mitzvah. She'asa Nisim levastei rabbi Abraham azman azeh. Sometimes we recite that bracha, and other times we don't recite that bracha. So if you look at the three mitzvahs that Chazal singled out as the mitzvahs that women are chayavos in, the three mitzvahs are Neres Chanukah, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis. What's the common denominator behind these three mitzvahs? So all three of these mitzvahs have both of these components to them. Each one of these mitzvahs is a mitzvah that's supposed to be done publicly. It's not a mitzvah to be done in the privacy of one's own home. So the mitzvah of Neres Chanukah is the most obvious. That the mitzvah is pursuing Nisa, Haraya, we talk about on Thursday, the whole Hadlaka Sa'am and Ora, the whole Mokam Hadlaka revolves around where do you get the most pursuing Nisa. The whole Zman Hadlaka, you have to light when it's dark, you can't light in the middle of the daytime, no one's going to see the candles, you have to light before Tikhla Rechem and Ashuch, everything, the whole story, Hadlaka Mesa Knesset, everything is pursuing Nisa oriented. The whole thrust of the mitzvah is Lefarsim and Nes for Rabim. If the whole nature of the mitzvah would have been just to remember the Nes as an individual, I can light at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I know I'm lighting the menorah, so what? Nobody else could see it. So what? I know I'm lighting, so let's light now. What do we have to light dafka outside on the Pesach Chotzer? I'll light it in the privacy of my own home. I'll close the windows, close the doors. Nobody's there. And that's fine. So the answer is no. That's not the purpose of the mitzvah. The purpose of the mitzvah is not for you to remember the neis. The purpose of the mitzvah is lefar simas neis to others. So when it comes to Neiris Chanukah, it's obvious that there's an outright kiyum that it be done publicly. There's no question that the public, the perception, is in a terrible part of the mitzvah. And the truth is, when it comes to Kriyas HaMegillah, the same is true. The Gemara has a whole discussion in the beginning of Maseches Megillah whether a person can even be yaitzeh the mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah be yachidus. It's not even so partial that you can be yaitzeh the Megillah when you read as a yachid. So we happen to baskin that yes, Megillah b'zman and ikris b'yochid, that even though b'di'evah you're by yourself, you could still be yaitzeh the mitzvah. But it's clear from the Gemara that the idea of Kriyas HaMegillah is supposed to be something in a rabbim. It's supposed to be l'fnam v'eda. It's supposed to be mefaris in the next to such a degree that the post can write that it's not appropriate on Purim. You should stop making break off minyanim. It's bad enough you make break off minyanim on Friday night, but on Purim you're not supposed to make a break off minyan. It says in the post Shulchan Aruch, because the greater Pesumenisa is when you have a greater amount of people together. That's the greater Pesumenisa. Many Acharonim write that the bracha that we recite after the Megillah, so that's not said if it's biyachid. Because the yachid is a different kriyas of Megillah. The kriyas of Megillah biyachid is not the same. If a guy blows shofar with his biyachid b'ram, it's the same kriyas of shofar. Guy puts on tefillin biyachid b'ram, it's the same mitzvah. But kriyas of Megillah is a different mitzvah. It's a different chaloshim. The more pesimanisa there is, the greater kiyam there is. And the same is true when it comes to dalet kaisis. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Chametz Matzah that why did Chazal institute Dalet Kaisis? Why did they make up this new story called Dalet Kaisis for? So the Rambam writes that there's a din min haTorah that a person has to visualize themselves as if they left Mitzrayim. Pesach night, Yosan Rotzim Misham, Chay B'chol Dor V'Dor, Chay V'Adam Lirus HaSatzbo Kili Yotzim Mitzrayim. So the Rambam writes that there are two components of this mitzvah of B'chol Dor V'Dor. One is a mitzvah which is an intellectual mitzvah, that a person has to view themselves, Ki'ilu Yotzev and Mitzrayim. You have to sit around Pesach night, close your eyes, and imagine you're leaving Mitzrayim. That's one half of the mitzvah. And then the Rambam writes in a different place in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, V'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Maharas HaSatzmo Ki'ilu Yotzev and Mitzrayim. That he has to demonstrate, the hey means to demonstrate to others. Liros means to view yourself. Maharos means to show, to be put in a show, put in a skit on Pesach night. That's a din min haTorah, that you have to not just believe that you left Mitzrayim, you have to show others that you left Mitzrayim. So how do you do that? So the Rambam writes, Lefikach, therefore, when you eat on Pesach night, you have to be careful to eat in such a way that demonstrates that you are Ben Chayrin. So how do you do that? So the Rambam writes, therefore, the halacha requires of us to drink yayin on Pesach night, and to lean on Pesach night, as a demonstration, as a fulfillment of B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Maharas HaSatzmo. So what the Rambam is telling us is that, even though the pratim of Dalet Kaisis and the pratim of Haseba are only midirabanan, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't know if they drank Dalet Kaisis. I don't know if they did Haseba. No, in the Ten Commandments they did. No, he pours a cup of wine in the, no? Okay, those are the movie, the Ten Commandments. So he pours the cups of wine and the little kid asks, why is this night different from all other nights? I don't know whether they drank Dalet Kaisis in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't matter whether they did or not. But there was a din, even in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, some of that din of B'chol Dor V'Dor only started after the first Pesach. On the first Pesach, Mestamah, it wasn't the Chiyuv B'chol Dor V'Dor Chayav Adam Lirus HaSatzmo. You have to say, pretty silly Chiyuv, as you're leaving Mitzrayim, so what do you have to envision your left? But slide from the next year, there was a Chiyuv B'chol Dor, it's Kashan Cecil B. DeMille, no? The guy wrote the script there. So that din, that you have to be Mar Atzmo, you have to be Mitzrayim, started the following year. So that's a din min haTorah. So how do you fulfill the din min haTorah? You don't have to drink wine for that din min haTorah. You don't have to lean for that din min haTorah. You got to do something. So min haTorah, this is like, we've spoken about this clown many times. Like min haTorah, you have to daven, the Rambam writes. Because the din min haTorah, everyone has to daven every day. There's no text to what you have to say. There's no time to when you have to daven. There's no davening a minyan min haTorah. You can daven whatever you want. So let's say there's a din min haTorah, you have to say Kiddush on Friday night. There's no text to what you have to say. You can say whatever you want. So the Chachamim and the later generation, the days of Anshe Knesset HaGadolah, so they were Misakah in the Nusach of Tefillin, they were Misakah in the Nusach of Kiddush, etc. Well, let's say Brichas HaMozo. Mid HaTorah, you have to thank your Baruch Shalom for Eretz Yisrael, for Yishalayim, etc. The wording of the text, so Moshe gave this bracha, Yeshua gave that bracha, Baruch Shalom gave this bracha, etc. But the basic mitzvah Mid HaTorah, that was given to Kol Yachid V'Yachid to do, however they see fit. So that's the same story when it comes to B'chol Dor V'Dor. That the Torah gave us a mitzvah that each person has to put on some kind of a demonstration that you left Mitzrayim. So if you like the spider, so you put some matzah on your back, you run around, make a believe that you left Mitzrayim. You want to be a little more innovative, so you put on a nice skit, put a nice show, Ki'ilu Yotzev Mitzrayim. And whenever you open the door, you take your kids, whatever you want to do. You have to make some kind of a demonstration like you're leaving Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim said, this is getting silly, everyone's doing their own stuff, every Seder looks so funny. So we'll make one uniform, one universal way of demonstrating it's Yes Mitzrayim. So the Chachamim is sacking the details of Dalet Kaisis and the details of Haseba, but those details were a fulfillment of the mitzvah deraisa b'chol dor v'dor. So according to the Rambam, the drinking of the Dalet Kaisis is supposed to be a demonstration. So if a guy makes his own Seder, that's a very, very, he's also chayv to drink Dalet Kaisis, but it's not really, that's not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah of Dalet Kaisis, l'fnei harabim, you're supposed to demonstrate to your children, or to your wife, or to others, or guests, whoever you're demonstrating to. You're supposed to be marit or achirim that you're drinking Dalet Kaisis. You're supposed to be marit lechirim that you're leaning. If you're just leading in the privacy of your home, you have to do it anyway. You have to read the Megillah B'yachid also. We said, Ramosha writes, got light in Neiros Chanuk, even if there's nobody around. So, okay, so B'shas and Chach, you got to do the mitzvah anyway, even without the pirsum. But Kuliyama Lepligi, that the pirsum is an integral part of the mitzvah itself. That's why it shouldn't surprise us that each one of these three mitzvahs, which are the pirsumei nisa mitzvahs, require a special bracha. We don't only just do the mitzvah itself, but we recite a bracha demonstrating the fact that we're doing them to draw attention. We want to call out. We want to declare us that we're doing these mitzvahs as a demonstration of a nes. So that's why right before we light the Erev Chanukah, we scream out Sh'asa Nisim. Right before we read the Megillah, we scream out Sh'asa Nisim. So what happens to Dalek Kaisis? How come we don't say Sh'asa Nisim and Dalek Kaisis? What's the answer? We do. Oh, that's what the poskim say. We do. That the brach of Asher Ge'alanu is a brach of Sh'asa Nisim. It's a little bit different nosach. It's a little bit longer. But the truth is that if you look at the Gemara and the Mishnah at the end of Psachim, it's not so much longer. Because the original brach of Asher Ge'alanu, what was the original text of the brach? The Mishnah says, brach of Hashem Hachim Asher Ge'alanu v'gal sav aseinu. When we try and we giyano halayla zelecha bo matzah moro. That was the bracha. That was it. It's a little bit of a different text than Sh'asa Nisim, but it's about as long as Sh'asa Nisim. The second half, so the Mishnah says, was instituted after the Churban. Rabbi Akiva added on, after the Churban, Kein yagenu Hashem l'keinu l'gol machayim sasam usmecha. It became such a long bracha. And that could be why it has a chasimus bracha, why it ends off with Gal Yisrael. The Gemara says, also in Maseches Pesachim, that when you have a very, very short bracha, so there's no need for a chasima. It's a Yizek Yishachal Yabid Vero. So you don't say, Bracha Hashem Lekim HaChalav Shachon Yabid Vero, Bracha Hashem Shachal Yabid Vero. Bracha Hashem HaMotzi Lach Ben Aras, Bracha Hashem HaChalav, Bracha Hashem HaMotzi. You know, you only have to come to a chasima, the Gemara says, when it's a bracha arucha. When you have a long bracha with a long feet, with such a long bracha, you forgot how you started the bracha. So you have Kiddush, Asher Kiddushan, Mitzvah, Savitzaran, Vishah, Vaskar, Shabbi, Avavrat, it's such a long bracha, so you got to sum up. And when a guy writes, when you write a one sentence, you don't have to summarize the sentence. You write a whole essay, a whole third paper, so you got to give a concluding paragraph. You got to sum up what the punchline was. So the punchline at the end was, Abrach Hashem Akadosh Shabbos. Abrach Hashem Akadosh. The first bracha is so long. It takes you 20 minutes to say it. We get to the end, it's Baruch Hashem Azanus. I'll give a little summary of what the bracha was. So it could be that when the original Takran of Gaul Yisrael, Taka didn't have the end of Baruch Hashem Gaul Yisrael to it. Maybe it was only after the Churban when they added on that whole tefillah of Le'as and Lavo, Kenya Gain, Le'echel, Le'echolim, etc. So then maybe they added on that Baruch Hashem Gaul Yisrael, because then it became transformed from a bracha kitzara to a bracha arucha. But primarily, it was a very, very straightforward bracha. Baruch Hashem Lechalam, Hashem Ge'alon of Golos HaVasem. Maybe just guessing, just my historical guess as to what happened to Mishnah. But whether it's right or wrong doesn't really matter. But the bracha of Hashem Ge'alon of Apidin is like the bracha of, is the same Apidin, it's like the bracha of Sh'asa Nisim. I got a funny shy I just said before Shahakol, I had a shy last night. The person on the Zerachasen last night, so the first person who called for a bracha, so instead of saying Bor Pri Hagafen, which is the most common mistake, because the Sheir of Bracha is, at the benching, has Bor Pri Hagafen at the end, so sometimes they hand the guy the text of the Sheir of Brachas, but they don't realize that they're giving him the Sheir of Brachas that you say after the meal, so he starts off with the Shahakol Bor Lechavodos. So he started, he got up, and he said, Baruch Hashem Lechem Lechem Shahakol. So they stopped him right away. They said, no, Bor Pri Hagafen. So he said, so he fixed the bracha. So Tarch Dei Dibur, he fixed the bracha. So remember we learned brachas a couple of years ago. So remember the pasuk b'shichru of Asiyah Mechamra, the guy starts with the wrong kavana, ends with the right kavana. Gets a Tarch Dei Dibur, so everything is okay. But what if he would have continued on the bracha? If he would have said Shahak Obar Lechvado, then he would have been Yotzei. So then the next guy who got the next bracha would have had to say Bor Pri Hagafen. Can't say the same bracha twice. So I was the next guy. I was the guy who was supposed to get the Shachol Baruch Chavodo. So I was okay. I said it because the guy had fixed it in enough time. But as I was going up, I had a latest asafik. What if he would have said Baruch Hashem Lekevacham Shachol Bara, and he would have just stopped at that point? So would you have been Yotzei the bracha? Not coming for me. So if he would have been Yotzei the bracha, just saying Shachol Bara, so then I wouldn't have been able to make that bracha, and I would have had to make a Baruch Pri Hagafen. So is that too much of a shinui in the bracha? Not normally we have a rule of his brachas. If you get the basic theme in a bracha, even if you miss the word here and there, so the bracha is still okay. But if you miss the whole punchline, say a guy gets up and he says, instead of saying hamotzi, he says brach tashem b'cham hamotzi min haaretz. I'm saying he missed lechem. So then that's such a big shinui, that's a change in the bracha. So shahakol bara and leaving out the chvodo, is that a pegam of the etzma bracha? So I was talking with somebody after the chuppah, what the din would have been. Baruch Hashem, they caught it, a word in advance, they caught it. What the din would have been. So I think there's a Rashi in Ksubas, no? Who likes Ksubas here? No, like Ksubas with me? Nobody? Not me? Where's that? Where'd you go? Where's Dovi? Dovi wasn't the other. Okay. Where's Matin Uber? Where are the guys? Yes, the guys in the Spanish. So the guys are with Ksubas, so the Sugi of Sheir Brachas appears there. So I think Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, Rashi says, why do we say Shakal Baruch L'Chavodo with the Sheir Brachas? Do the Sheir Brachas. The other brachas of Sheir brachas have to do with Simchas Chas Mekal. No, you'd say this over your Sheir brachas. So why do Why do we say Shaka Bor L'Chvodos? I think Rashi says, because there are so many people around that are chasen and the Sheva Brachas, so we want everyone to realize that everything, all these multitudes of people are here L'Chvod Shemayim. That's what we're here for. We're not here for our own cover. Shaka Bor L'Chvodos. So the guy at the Sheva Brachas says, Shaka Bora, so that's not really the Bracha. That says the Rosh Hashanah created everything. That's nice. We know that already. The Rosh Hashanah created everything. We don't know that. We're in big trouble. So we know Shaka Bora. The punchline of the Bracha is Shaka Bora L'Chvodos. To emphasize that it's the Chvod Shemayim, that there are so many people gathered, we are gathered together here to give Kavod Shemayim. So I was thinking that if a guy missed out the word the Chvodos, then it's Mamshika Chosim and a Sefer, so maybe I could have still said it, but I don't know. It didn't matter, Bach Shem, they caught it, but it was just my own thought. That's why I was bothered with the after the Chuppah. Okay. Anyway, get back to this, story. Because I couldn't find my, because I couldn't write the Bechina, that's why I was planning on writing the Bechina last night. So the only small problem was I didn't remember what sugyas were on the Bechina. So I was trying to call you guys frantically to try to get a Bechina. So I was trying to find the computer to try to, it didn't work out. So the Bechina is not yet written. So I guess that's everybody's benefit. Don't worry, it's the last one of my week today. What were we talking about? So we can get to the punchline. Yeah. So we have these three mitzvahs at the Nes Chanukah mitzvah, the Kriyas HaMegillah mitzvah, the Halakais mitzvah. That all three these mitzvahs have a common theme to them. They're all mitzvahs of Persimani, so they're all mitzvahs that focus on the Rabbim. They're all mitzvahs that have a special, unique Shas Adisim / Asher Galano Bracha to them. So Ramesh Soloveitchik developed the whole Yisoid that maybe these are the only mitzvahs that we can invoke the principle of Avhein HaBiyosu Neis. There's a reason why these three mitzvahs are the Avhein HaBiyosu Neis mitzvahs, because these are the mitzvahs of Persumei Nisa. Persumei Nisa, so men and women are equal. When it comes to Zechel Neis, women don't put on tefillin, women don't sit in the sukkah. If not for the special Gzeiras HaKasim of Matzah, women wouldn't have eaten Matzah either. So whenever you have a mitzvah that's a private mitzvah, you're doing the privacy of your own home, so talk with their klolim. Mitzvah Seishas Nagroma, women of Turas, etc. Sometimes there's Gzeiras HaKasim. But the rule of Afein HaBiyosu Neis is only said Lagabi Pesumei Nisa mitzvahs, not Lagabi other mitzvahs. So it's against Rabbi Natan. Rabbi Natan says the women are obligated in Suda Shabbos because Afein HaBiyosu Neis. Even though Suda Shabbos is no Shu'asa Nisim, you don't have to eat Suda Shabbos in public. If you're not a friendly person, you can eat Suda Shabbos in your dorm room. You also yet say, so Suda Shabbos doesn't have any dimension of a farsim with Neharabim. And Rabbi Natan still said Afein HaBiyosu Neis. So it's not a problem. But the Moshe Soloveitchik claimed this whole mahalach. He developed this whole mahalach based on the answer tells us, gosh, how come sometimes you say Afein HaBiyosu Neis and sometimes not? If all of this is right, so then maybe you can start to develop a yesod why women may be up to Rosh Hashanah on Chanukah, but the chayav is in Neiros Chanukah. Because Neiros Chanukah is a Persumei Nisa type of a mitzvah. So whenever you have a Persumei Nisa type of mitzvah, women are chayavas, Afein HaBiyosu Neis. Halel is not a Persumei Nisa type of a mitzvah. Hala, which is not a Persumei Nisa type of mitzvah, maybe that's the reason why women are pturo. So one could suggest such an idea. Anyone has a kasha? Anyone has a rai against the Shtikul Torah? Is that true? Hala and Chanukah is not Persumei Nisa? What's the nature of saying Hala and Chanukah? So the Gemara of the Ferish is because of a nace. So Hala and Chanukah is a private thing. I'm supposed to just say Halal just to remind myself about the nace, or is Hala and Chanukah supposed to be Lifna'am Va'eda? You're supposed to say Halal and Shul. You're supposed to say Halal with other people. You're supposed to say Halal to publicly declare the nace. So which one is it? Is there a dimension of Persumei Nisa for Hala and Chanukah? Anybody know? Anyone have a raya? What? Okay, it's an interesting raya. It's an interesting raya. I have another raya. Anyone have another good raya? What? It's on the same daf in a different mesechta. Your raya is from Megillah daf Yudala. This is from Brachas daf Yudala. The Gemara has a shayla. A guy's in the middle of saying Hallel on Chanukah, and somebody comes and gives him a Shalom Aleichem. So is he allowed to answer to respond with the Shalom Aleichem or not? So the Mishnah Brachas says that if a guy's in the middle of saying Kriya Shema, so he's allowed to answer at certain points. This the whole kind of klolim. When you're allowed to talk in the middle of Shema, we don't do any of that because people don't get offended anymore. We don't give Shalom Aleichem. All of our people should give Wishkat Shabbos in the regular time. It's a terrible thing. People don't Wishkat Shabbos, but whatever. People are not as machlokes as man is there. But Medina the Gemara, Medina Mishnah, you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of Kriyas Shema. So the Gemara is a shayla and Brachas Af Yedalet. What about in the middle of Kriyas HaHalel? What's the din? Is a person allowed to be mafsik? Is in the middle of singing Halel? He's singing. Then somebody walks in and gives him a Shalom Aleichem. So the Gemara wants to know, are those klolim of Hefsek the same for Halal or not? What's the Tzadim? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, maybe we should say kal v'chomer. Madach kriyishma is deraisa, but you say kalal deraban lokol shigayin. If you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of kriyishma, which is a deraisa, so for sure you're allowed to be mafsik in the middle of halal, which is only it's only a derabanan. And then the Gemara says, no, maybe not, maybe fakir. Maybe halal is more chomer than kriyishma. Why is halal more chomer than kriyishma? Notwithstanding the fact that halal is derabanan, but halal has a dimension of persumanisa, so maybe persumanisa is more chomer. And therefore, you can't be mafsik in the middle of Hallel. Those are the two tzedakim of the Gemara. So you see, claw from the Gemara that in Hallel of Chanukah, licked the kiyum of Pirsum and Nisa. That the saying of Hallel on Chanukah is not just a private thing that I'm supposed to remember the nace myself. That is goof, an expression of Pirsum and Nisa. I'm supposed to be mefarsim as an ace. So that's a fulfillment of Pirsum and Nisa. If that's the case, so then the whole thing falls by the wayside. So we had a whole shtickle Torah that women are chayavos in Neiris Chanukah with the pturas from Halan Chanukah because Neiris is pursuing Nisa. How is a Zeichel Nisa? It's not true. It's mamish. It's absolutely not true. It was a nice shtickle Torah. It was nice for Dalek Kaisas. It was nice for Shasa Nisim. It was nice for Shir Galon. I didn't waste your time for the last 20 minutes, hopefully. But in terms of being the correct approach to Halan Chanukah, it's not really the correct approach. So we've proven, based on a whole series of different Gemaras, that Halal on Chanukah is clearly not a Yom Tov to Gahal. It's clearly a Nes Halal. There's no question about it. The Gemara Neiruchin and this Gemara Brachas also is clear that way. It's nothing to do with the Yom Tov. And it's not just a Zeicha B'Alma. Halal on Chanukah is mamash a fulfillment of Pesumei Nisa. The same in Neiris Chanukah is a fulfillment of Pesumei Nisa. So, Imkein, Hadar Kushal Aduchtos. Why are women Pturos? It's a Pile Ploim. Why in the world should women be Pturos? From Halal on Chanukah, it's Taka Apella. So if you ask me, I'm not sure it's true. I don't want to argue with the Magen Avraham, but I don't know why it should be true. I'm not. Where does it say in the Gemara that women are pturos from Halal and Chanukah? That's a very, very big chiddush. L'chora, women, based on everything we're saying, women should be obligated in Halal and Chanukah. It's mamish the same as Neiros. The Mishnah says that a woman can't be motzi in Halal. I'll tell you a secret. That Mishnah, first of all, there are exceptions to that Mishnah. Taisus himself said there are exceptions to the Mishnah. But I'll tell you an even greater secret, that there may be a very, very big exception to that Mishnah. The Mishnah that says that women can't be motzi men in Hallel. So there's already an age-old question that Sheikh Asari has bothered with about that Mishnah. There's a Ramban in Sefer Mitzvahs where the Ramban writes, yeah, why do we say Hallel on Yom Tov? The Gemara says that on Yom Tov you have to say Hallel. Why do you say Hallel on Yom Tov for? There's no nace that happened on Shemini Yetzeres, no nace happened on Shavuos. What are you saying Hallel for? So the Ramban says that it must be a fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov, because there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and the Ramban is holding like the Rambam, that Simchas Yom Tov min HaTorah means not just to bring karbonos, but what's called Shar Simachos, Basa V'Yayin, whatever your definition of Shar Simachos is. So the Ramban says there's a din min HaTorah that you have to say Halal Yom Tov, that's a fulfillment of Simchas Yom Tov. How did the Ramban know that Halal is an expression of Simcha? How did the Ramban make that equation that whenever there's Simcha, there's Halal? That's based on the Gemara Eruchin. The Gemara Eruchin says, how do you know that you have to sing Shira Bezmana Karbanos? How do you know Hashir Shalavim are Om Beis HaMikdash? Where does it say in the Chumash you have to sing songs when you bring Karbanos? So one of the Mekaris the Gemara has is Tachas Hashem Avaratas Hashem Lekecha B'Simcha V'Tuv Leivav. So we usually interpret that passage, Avaratas Hashem Lekecha means Avaratas Hashem, you didn't do mitzvahs with Simcha, you didn't learn with Simcha, you didn't dam with Simcha. So the Gemara takes it in a very, very limited sense. Avoda means avodas hamikdash. The term avoda in halacha usually means avodas the kabbalas. Like the Mishnah says, hashlosh hadvarim ha'olam omer al torah v'al avod v'agnus chasadim. Avoda there does not mean going to work. I mean, I'm all for a guy should get a parnas, should go to work, get chabek yisrael, but that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means al torah v'al avoda. Avoda there does not mean work. Avoda there means avodas hakarbanas. That's clear. All the mepharshim say it means avodas hakarbanas. So al torah v'al avoda, so tachas hashelo avadatas hashem lekecha. That means that you didn't bring the karbonos, b'simcha v'tuv leivav. You see from here that there's a din, when you bring a carbon, it's got to be b'simcha. So how do you do that? How do you make sure that the carbon is brought b'simcha? So what does Rashi say? No, we've quoted this before. What does Rashi say on that? What does Rashi say on that Gemara? Gemara says Erechen. The Gemara says that tachas hashem avarat hashem lekecha means when you bring a carbon, you have to sing Hallel, you have to sing Shira. Why? What does Rashi say? Ein Adam Shar Shira El Mitoch Simcha B'Tuv Leivav. Rashi says Ein Adam Shar Shira El Mitoch Simcha B'Tuv Leivav. When the Torah says you have to bring the Karbanos B'Simcha B'Tuv Leivav, so Rashi says Simcha B'Tuv Leivav is a code phrase for Shira. Why? Because a person doesn't sing unless you're in a good mood. Most people don't burst out in song when they're miserable. So Ein Adam Shar Shira El Mitoch Simcha B'Tuv Leivav. So as a fulfillment of Simcha B'Tuv Leivav, it's got to be a Shira. So that was a Rashi that somehow became famous, right? We've commented this on the floor. Who put that Rashi in music? Avraham Fried or Menachem David? Which one? Who put that one to? Ein Adam Shar Shira Elo Elo Mitochsim. Who put that? MBD or Avraham Fried? One of them. No. So I always say that we ran out of all the psukim in Chumash to put the music. I was listening to Nachum Siegel last week when I was driving in. So somebody was singing. It was Erev Shabbos. I don't remember who the one singing was, but he was singing the. He made up the music. The pasuk, from Parshas Vayeshev. I guess that's what he was playing on this past Friday. That Eifo Achai Eifo Hemroim Hagida Nuli Eifo Hemroim. What are you singing about? Yosef's asking the Ish where his brothers are. That's a song. That's ridiculous. So we ran out of Sukkim and Tanakh to put the music. We ran out of Amar Chazal. So I got to put Rashi's and Erechim to music. So this Rashi and Erechim. Ain't Adam Shashiro Tachsim Chum Tuklevav. But who remembers my Tain on the song? You heard this? How does the song go? He saw it. Ain't Adam Shashiro Ella 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 Mitachsim Chum. What is he saying? What's the next word in the song? It says Mashmuf and Rashi, and we're singing a nigger knowing the Yiddish B'Simcha. So he says the Mashmos of Rashi is what's the Kasha? It's not Mashmuf and Rashi. It's Beferish and Rashi. Rashi says it back and white. Ain't Adam Shashira. So the correct song should be as says Beferish and Rashi as we're singing a nigger. Okay, anyway, so back to a regular scheduled program. But this is a real din. The Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvah took this very, very seriously. The Ramban writes in, that there's a din min haTorah that whenever there's a chiyuv of Simcha, Simcha and Shira go hand in hand. So on Yontif there's a chiyuv of Simcha, so there's a chiyuv of Shira on Yontif. So you have to sing on Yontif. That's what the Ramban says. Now again, does it mean you have to pick the words of Hallel? You have to sing the words of Hallel Hashem Kitov? No. Those words are written later. David HaMelech, whoever wrote the different prop of Tehillim, the Gemara is in the end of the Sefer Pesachim. So there was a din, once again, there was a din min haTorah that you have to celebrate Yontif by singing Hallel V'Hodaya to Ribbono Shel Olam. The din min haTorah was you could pick whatever you want, whatever songs get you happy. You want to bang on the table and sing, I don't know, sing a Yontif song. Whatever you want to sing, whatever makes you happy. So that's a key min haTorah of Simchas Yontif. Then the Chachamim said, let's all sing the same thing. We'll all say Hallel. Hallel be the expression of the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif. So the Ramban says b'feirush that saying Hallel Yom is mamash kiyum min haTorah. So the Shagasai asks, and this Ramban, if this is so then maybe women should be obligated to say Hallel on Yom Tov. Why? Because as machlekes in the Gemara, are women obligated in Simchas Yom Tov? What's the issue? So l'chora Simchas Yom Tov is a mitzvah shezman grama. It's a say shezman grama. You can only do Simchas Yom Tov on Yom Tov. It's nice to be happy all year long. Mitzvah gedol yos b'simcha tam, but it's not really true. It's not the chiyuv to be. I mean, it's not, you should always be happy. Why should be sad? If there's Hashem b'simcha, but it's not from the time mitzvahs to be happy all the time. So I don't want people to get depressed. I'm not advocating people being sad, but it's not. That's not Yom Tov. Yom Tov is a special chiyuv min haTorah to be b'simcha. So if the Ramban is right that I'm sorry, getting back to this, if there's a mitzvah of simcha and Yom Tov. So l'chora, simcha shouldn't apply to women because it's man grama. The only problem is, who disagrees with this? Who says that women have to be mishtatif in simcha yontif? The Chumash. The Torah says, v'samach ta'atav v'isecha, v'samach ta'atav v'incha v'itecha, abducha v'amasecha v'ha'yeh v'ha'yosav y'amon asher b'kibecha. So you have to misamech everybody. So the women are happy, the daughters are happy, everybody's happy, the gyor is happy, the amosav, all the women are happy also. So it's a kash under Rabbi Shalom. What do you mean the women have to be happy also? Isn't there a klal of mitzvah seishah zman grama? So how do you solve that problem? How about on the one hand, the Torah Shirapet tells us it's a din of zman grama. On the other hand, we find the Torah itself describing that women are supposed to be part of Simchas Yontif. So the Gemara is machlok is in the first breath of Kiddushin what the answer to that question is. So one day the Gemara says, there's an exception to the rule. It's matzah is an exception. Kiddush is an exception. Hakol is an exception. There's another exception to the rule. And the other day, the Gemara says, no, women do not have to be happy on Yom Tov. If a woman wants to sit in her own room and not be mishtatif in Simchas Yontif, that's okay. But the husband has to be mesamecha. The husband's got a chiyuv. Isha ba'al mesamcha. It's not her chiyuv. The chiyuv is on the husband. Or let's say, the chiyuv is on the father. The chiyuv is on whoever is in charge, whoever can help the women in their household be happy as a chiyuv min haTorah to do that. Not as the woman's independent chiyuv. It's Isha ba'al mesamcha, etc. So comes the Rishon, becomes the Rishon, have a machlekes. The Raman derive him, the Yivros Chagig have a machlekes. How do we pass in halacha on this? Is the women have an independent chiyuv to be misamech on Yontif? So ask the Shayesayeh, the Mishnah says beferish that Nashma p'turus from halal. The Mishnah says that a woman can't be moitzi a man in halal. So that's tantamount to saying that a woman is not chayev as in halal. If the Ramban is right that halal is a kiyum of Simchas Yontif, How come the Gemara doesn't quote this Mishnah? The Gemara is machlekes. Women chayavus and simcha, not chayavus and simcha. The Rishonim have machlekes. Yeah, chayavus, not chayavus. How come nobody quotes this Mishnah? How come the Gemara doesn't say, you see from the Mishnah, Toshma, you see from the Mishnah that women are pturus from simchas yomtev because they're pturus from halal? Says the Shagazai, you see from here that halal luchud and simchas yomtev luchud. Halal is not good with simchas yomtev. Simchas yomtev means karbanas, basar, yayin, whatever else, buying new clothes, giving your kids candy, whatever simchas yomtev means. But halal is not good with simchas yomtev. Halal is a separate mitzvah from midirabanan called saying halal and yomtev. So it's a mitzvah midirabanan, which is my grammar. So women are pturus from. So the Shagasai had a serious reservation about the Shittas of Ramban. The Ramban had this whole razzle-dazzle mahalach that halal is a mitzvah deraisa, it's incorporated, it's subsumed under the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtev. Says the Shagasai, lo hayu devar meyolam. So Taka, what's the answer? Taka, what's pshat in the Ramban? So in the Sefer Mishnas Yavetz, Rav Zhulti, one of the previous Rav Roshes, Rishalayim, so he has a beautiful mahalach, v'das and Ramban. So he says, if you look carefully at the Mishnah, where's the Mishnah up here? It's a Mishnah in Maseches Sukkah. The Mishnah is on Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches that says that a woman can't be motzi a man in Halal. So says the Mishnah's Yavetz that it could be, it's only true on Sukkahs. It's not true for every other Halal. My high. Manishtan Halal Sukkahs from the Halal of Shavuos and Pesach. So the Mishnah's Yavetz says, what's the Mechayim of saying Halal? Whenever you have Halal, you have to always ask yourself, what's prompting you to say Halal in the first place? So we already saw the Gemara says that there were basically three different Mechayim of Halal. There's Yom Tov is a separate Mechayim of Halal. Neis is a separate Mechayim of Halal. And we already saw the Ramban, who remembers the Ramban in Pesachim. What's the other Mechayim of Halal? Certain mitzvahs are Mechayim of Halal. Achilas Kavim Pesach, according to the Ramban, Shechitas HaPesach. There's another mitzvah that's a Mechayim of Halal. What's that mitzvah? The Tilas Lulav. The Gemara says in Pesachim, Evshe Yisrael not lulavim ve'edam mshira. It's inconceivable that to take a lulav, you're taking a lulav and you're not saying halal. It doesn't make any sense. So halal, when you take a lulav, the first day of Sukkot, when you're shaking a lulav and saying halal, you're doing a dual kiyum of halal. It's a halal b'teres yomtiv, and it's a halal b'teres the tivas lulav. How do I know that the halal on Sukkot has the dimension of tivas lulav? What does the Shulchan Aruch quote? When do you say halal? When do you shake a lulav in halal? When do you shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot? When? Right before what? The Shulchan Aruch says right before Halal. The Machlokes is the Shulchan Aruch and the Ari. The minhag of the Ari HaKadosh was that when you wake up first thing in the morning, you shake the lulav in the sukkah. So in Shulchan Aruch it doesn't say that. In Shulchan Aruch it says that when you get the Halal, so before you say Halal, you make the rach and you shake the lulav. Why is that? The Ari is right. It's the reason we're doing the mitzvahs. You should say it before davening. So the answer is no, that the shaking of a lulav and Halal go hand in hand because the Halal is a key of Matilas lulav. Because Evshe Yisrael, note the lulav, it's inconceivable that you would take a lulav and not say shira. So says Rav Zhulti, if that's true, so then when we say Halal on the first day of Sukkot, so the whole week of Sukkot, is a dual kiyum. It's a Halal b'teres yomtiv, and it's a Halal b'teres mitzvah. It's no nes. It's a Halal b'teres yomtiv, it's a Halal b'teres mitzvah. That particular Halal of Sukkot, a woman can't be a mitzvah man. You know why? Because a woman is too from the Tilas lulav. So since a woman is pturah from the Tilas lulav, and Tilas lulav is a Zman grama, so Menela, women are pturahs from that dimension of Halal b'teres Tilas lulav. But the halal of yomtiv, women attack the chayavas in because that's simchas yomtiv. So it comes out a very strange thing that this mishnah, the only mishnah, the only place in Shas where Chazal speak about a woman being motzi a man in halal. So the mishnah says a woman cannot be motzi a man in halal. So we already saw Tosas chiseled away at that. Tosas said, no, that mishnah is only talking about regular halal, not Pesach night. Now comes with Zhulti and says that mishnah, by the way, is only talking about Sukkot. It's not talking about Shavuos. Not talking about Shmini Atzeres. So that Mishnah is not the most convincing Mishnah in the world. That Mishnah that says that a woman is pturah from Halal, that Mishnah may only be talking about a very, very specific kind of Halal. Maybe it's not talking about Halal in Yontif. Maybe it's not talking about Halal in Pesach. So if everybody else is saying that, I want to jump in the bandwagon also. Maybe it's not talking about Halal in Chanukah either. Where does it say the Mishnah? There's no Mishnah anywhere that says that women are pturah from Halal in Chanukah. The Rishonim said it, the Pesach Shulchan Aruch said it, but it's not the Feirush in the Mishnah, not the Feirush in the Gemara anywhere, that women are pturus from halal. I'm not saying lahalacha, it's being ma'orer, that it's hard to, there's no raya brewer from the Gemara, that women are pturus from halal and chanukah. The only raya is that Mishnah in Sukkah, which anyway is not talking about every halal, we know that already, and conceptually, why women should be pturus is very hard to understand. I'm not saying lahalacha dechayavos, but it's just hard to understand conceptually why they should be pturus. So I had the shalosh Shabbos morning. So my daughter woke up late. So we were going to make kiddush. She didn't have a chance to daven yet. So I told her, "Hey, you daven shacharis, and as soon as you finish shacharis, we'll make kiddush and wash. Finish, you'll daven afterwards." So she wanted to know how much does she daven before. So should she say challah before? Should she daven musa before? So the shaila was, which is more important for a woman? Is it more important than whatever? Enough time for both. Is which is more important for a woman? Is it more important for a woman to say halal on Chanukah? Is it more important for a woman to say musaf on Shabbos? So there's machlekes is acharon about women chayavas and davening musaf. Why should women be chayavas and musaf? So the Mishnah says in Brachas that nashim chayavas betvila. Why nashim chayavas betvila? So the way most of the Rishonim learn, the Rabban learn, because tefila is rachamim. So tefila, even though tefila is also zman grom, you can only daven at certain times of the day. But since it has a dimension of rachamim to it, so the Chachamim said women also need rachamim. So therefore, the Chachamim made tefila in a sense as the exception to the rule. So some acharonim write that's only true for shacharis and mincha and ma'ariv maybe. Ma'ariv Mishnah Berurah writes most women don't daven because it's chazaris for sure, whatever the reason is. But shacharis and mincha, the Ramban writes, so women have to daven because of rachamim. So some acharonim write that's true when it comes to shacharis and mincha. But musaf is not a tefila of rachamim. The Gemara says beferish in the fourth parak of brachas that musaf is different from the other tefilas. The other tefilos are of a stick known that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov instituted. Musaf is keneged karbanos. Everybody agrees that the only reason why you daven musaf is keneged the korban of musaf, and there's no dimension of rachamim. That's let's say a person forgot to daven musaf, and he realizes Motzei Shabbos he forgot to daven musaf. He can't daven tashlumin for musaf. That the Rishonim write beferish. You can only daven tashlumin for tefillas of rachamim, because rachamim, even though you're a little late in the rachamim, the Rishonim gives you a little chance of tashlumin the next tefillah. But musaf, it's of a yom bottle kavano. If you didn't bring a carbon musaf that day, so tough. Come back next Shabbos, bring it again. You can't bring the Shabbos' carbon on Sunday. So musaf is a pure tefillah of carbon. There's no dimension of rachamim whatsoever. If that's the case, so then some achronim said, so then should women be chayavos to daven musaf? So it's not an issue of rachamim anymore. Then the real question should be: do women participate in the carbon tzibur of musaf? Are women obligated in the carbon of musaf? So what's the answer to that question? Well, only people who give machzah shekel are chayiv in the korban. My participation in the korban musaf is my contributing to the machzah shekel. Women tach are pturos from machzah shekel. So if the pturos from machzah shekel, then the pturos from the korban musaf. If the pturos from the korban musaf, then the pturos from davening musaf. That's what some achronim say. A lot of achronim write that way. That Mishnah Berurah quotes as a suffix. Some achronim say that women don't have to daven musaf. A lot of women, they come to shul, dafka for musaf, the shachris got lost in the shuffle, they come to daven musaf, so forget, you should come to daven shachris. But that's more important. Shachris for sure the chayavasin, musaf they may or may not be chayavasin. It's based on that some achronim said, it's a very, very strange sheet that we don't really pass in halacha, but there's a machlekes that we've shown him, has to have a limp shah in the pasuk in Pashat Kisisa. The Torah says, when you give machzah shekel, so it says, miben esrim shonav amala. So only people above 20 give machzah shekel. So some Rishonim said that was a din only in the Midbar, because that original machzah shekel was a horah shah to count Klal Yisrael, so who's going to be in the army? Klal Yotzei Tzav Aliv Yisrael. So only at the age of 20 went out to fight, so then we don't want to count the 18-year-olds. So some Rishonim said that first machzah shekel in the Midbar was only given for people above the age of 20. But L'doiros, when we bring machzah shekel every year, so that machzah shekel has nothing to do with the army. They didn't count it, didn't make a census every year. That was to pay for korbanos. That's the end of the pasuk. Chapra nafshaseichem. There's a mitzvah l'doiros to bring machzah shekel. So some Rishonim say that the Rambam writes that way, that l'din l'doiros, once you're bar mitzvah, you chayav mitzvah, you have to give machzah shekel. So the 15-year-old kid's got to give machzah shekel. In the Midbar, he didn't give machzah shekel, but l'din l'doiros, he has to give. And the Batanura and his parish of Mishnah, he says, no, that until you're 20 years old, you're part of the mitzvah. This is the only mitzvah that kicks in at the age of 20. So all other mitzvahs, you become chayav bar mitzvah, and this is the exception to the rule. So according to that Batanura, that anyone under the age of 20, anyone under 20 here? Fine. Okay. Anyone who's under the age of 20 wouldn't have to give machzah shekel. So then, technically speaking, wasn't chayiv in the korbanos hatzibur, because if you're not giving the money, then that shows you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. So if you hold like those acharon that whoever's not chayiv in the korban tzibur isn't chayiv to daven that tefillah of musaf corresponding to the korban tzibur, to come out and just in chiddush that just because you're by mitzvah doesn't mean you have to have musaf. You only have to have musaf when you're 20. Some acharonim write that way, that anyone under the age of 20 is not really mechuyav to daven musaf. Anyone under 20 still got a few more shabbosim to go. Okay, still. Live it up, you can go to the Kiddush Club then, after Shachris, you're done, you go home. No, you're not allowed to drink, fakir. Anyone who's under 20 is not allowed to drink, so you can't go to the Kiddush Club. Nobody's allowed to go to the Kiddush Club. You don't need the government to tell you not allowed to go to Kiddush Club. Ain't this a chal listen? The halach is not allowed to go, so of course you're not allowed to go. We don't have to take that off, right? That was perfectly okay. I stand on what I said. So based on that, some achronim had a funny chumr. They said that you can't be the Baal Tefillah for Muslim. That on someone under the age of 20, very often by mitzvah boys, so they don't want to daven shachris, they want to, it's too long. So they want to be the Baal Tefillah for Musaf. So according to some achronim, they shouldn't be the chazan for Musaf, because they're pater min hadaven. We usually don't assume that. We usually assume that by mitzvah boys have to daven Musaf. But whether women have to daven Musaf is taka machlekes. So I told my daughter, it's very long to shashayla. I said, Hallel on Chanukah, according to the Magen Avraham, the Rambam, women of Pturos from. Musaf is a machlekes a poskim. So I thought it's forget the other way around. I thought that the Pashas is women of Chayavos and Hallel on Chanukah, and they're probably Pturos from Musaf. So we're hemming and hawing, which one is the better for the daven? Anyway, I don't know what she did, but she didn't appreciate the whole, my wife didn't appreciate it because we were late for lunch. I was staying over the whole shtickle time. Okay. Good. All right. Okay. Okay, so Rosh, good night, guys.